Thank you, Chair. And before I make my concluding remarks, may I just suggest that on the religious front, in terms of corporal punishment, there is some writing within the in the region on this, and I invite St. Kitts through UNICEF, we will make this available to them, because this matter has been studied on the religious basis. I want to thank you for an enlightening and encouraging dialogue. You have promised much in this dialogue. For example, you've promised to continue your review of child justice. This is urgently needed so that you can fulfill your earlier potential, that since 2013, in fact, to make administration of child justice an exemplar in the region. To continue your good work in education, you've promised specifically to review the curriculum, and I have to commend your work as well on early childhood education, technical and vocational training, and exceptional parent education. You also promised to continue your pro-poor policies, and indeed to intensify them in order to eradicate poverty by 2030 in line with the SDG goals. You're also urged to continue your considerable efforts to counter gang activity and their propensity to recruit very young children. You have made a good start in schools. These are just a few of the promises made, and we hope that they will be kept. Your country has ticked many boxes. You have manifested an aptitude for compliance with international obligations. However, we would want to ensure that you follow through and implement all of the laws, policies, and plans, and in order to, quote you, quote, make St. Kitts and Nevis the best place for children to grow up. Finally, we, the members of the committee, have traveled from 18 countries around the world to Geneva, Switzerland, in order to review the conditions under which the children of St. Kitts and Nevis and other countries live, and to ensure they continue to survive and thrive. But may I suggest that should you have difficulty in traveling to meet us here, that we are quite prepared to accept an invitation from you to travel to St. Kitts and Nevis in order to meet with you. But note that I did not have the permission from the other members to suggest this. It is mine alone, in that I am anxious to let them see how joyous and beautiful a place is where our children live. And obviously, I know a bit more about it than they do. Having said that, I acknowledge and applaud your efforts to uphold and realize the rights of the children of St. Kitts and Nevis. I wish them well, and I also hope that you can continue your efforts as assiduously as you've done so far. Thank you so much to the delegation of St. Kitts and Nevis.
Thank you, Ms. Marshall.